Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me today is our insightful analyst, Jane. We've got a packed show for you, Jane, with some truly fascinating developments.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here. And you're right, today's Digest is full of stories that really highlight the rapid pace of AI innovation, especially that first one from Meta. It's truly incredible.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking us off, Meta has just unveiled version 2 of its Brain to QWERTY system. This non-invasive brain scanning tech can now decode full words and sentences, moving far beyond its previous ability to just spell out single characters. It's a huge leap forward.
It really is, Paul. The fact that they're achieving accuracy nearing surgical implants, but with a non-invasive method, is a game changer for people who've lost the ability to speak. And Meta open sourcing the code means this field could accelerate even faster, which is fantastic.
That's a powerful point, Jane. From one Meta story to another, though, this next one is quite the surprise. Reports are circulating that Meta was secretly relying on Google's Gemini models for core services, only to be cut off due to excessive usage. What do you make of that?
Well, Paul, it certainly raises eyebrows, doesn't it? For a company like Meta, with its own formidable Llama models, to be so dependent on a competitor's AI for things like customer service and content moderation, it speaks volumes about the current state of model capabilities. And then to get cut off for using too much? That's just wild.
It really makes you wonder about the internal dynamics there and the challenges of scaling AI infrastructure. Speaking of model capabilities and the broader AI landscape, Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei has sparked quite a debate with his warnings about open source AI, suggesting it can't be monitored or patched for safety once released. What's the reaction been, Jane?
It's definitely reignited the long-standing debate, Paul. The developer community, as you might expect, has pushed back significantly. Many argue that open source actually enhances safety through transparency and collaborative scrutiny, allowing more eyes to find and fix vulnerabilities.
That's a fair point. And it's interesting to see that conversation happening while companies like Deep Reinforce are launching new open source models, like their Ornith 1.0, specifically for agentic coding. It seems the open source movement isn't slowing down despite the warnings.
Not at all, Paul. Ornith 1.0 is a great example of that, offering state-of-the-art coding agents that are self-improving and MIT-licensed. It shows the power of the community to innovate rapidly and make powerful tools globally accessible, which is a key benefit of open source.
Indeed.
Now, shifting gears to some ethical considerations, the Pentagon has reportedly signed AI deployment deals with tech giants, which has led to Google DeepMind reportedly shifting its ethical stance on military AI. This is a complex area, Jane. It truly is, Paul. This move by the Pentagon highlights the increasing integration of AI into defense, and DeepMind's internal discussions show the ethical tightrope these companies walk. Balancing innovation with responsible deployment, especially in sensitive areas, is crucial and incredibly difficult.
Absolutely. On a more positive note for societal impact, Google UK has launched AI Works for Britain, aiming to train 10 million workers in AI skills by 2030. That's an ambitious goal, Jane.
It's a fantastic initiative, Paul, and sorely needed. Upskilling the workforce is essential for everyone to benefit from AI, not just the early adopters. Programs like this help ensure a more inclusive transition into an AI-powered future, which is something we should all support.
Couldn't agree more.
And finally, on a slightly lighter but cautionary note, AI-generated images are fueling widespread fake plant seed scams on major e-commerce platforms. Those pictures of impossible, colorful plants are everywhere. You really have to be careful what you click on. That's right, Paul. It's a classic scam made easier with AI, and a good reminder that if something looks too good to be true, it probably is. Always double-check your sources, especially online.
Great advice, Jane. And that's all the time we have for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thank you, Jane, for your excellent insights. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. Until then, take care.